Hey, welcome all to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here as we do a little bit of hot off the press. I'm going to kind of take this one solo, a little bit glitches in some tech stuff. Nothing to worry about. But I wanted to kind of briefly cover a little bit of what maybe Lee Reynolds would have been talking about, just so we cover some of those bases for what June is going to be this year. 2023, big time, busy. A lot going on. So I do my best to kind of wrap it all up for you in a short little hot off the press episode here on the FSHD Society Radio Show. So let me tell you right now, what we got is World FSHD page. If you go to the FSHDSociety.org, you can check that out now. And there is stories all about the June 20th. What I did is I found the link off one of the calendar spots there for June 20th. What's happening on that date, of course, is huge, being World FSHD Day. But also, the British Columbia is doing a celebration that day. And if you click on that event, there is an awesome link to kind of direct you from there. And it's about World FSHD Day itself. It is a huge global awareness day that we do here and everywhere around the world. Not just our chapter locally here where I am, but also around all our national chapters in the United States, Canada, and abroad throughout the world. It's a huge event. And of course, orange, thank God, my favorite color, is going to be that big theme again. So you get your orange face slicey, smiley face, the slice selfies there. That is the Orange Slice Selfies campaign. If you hashtag World FSHD Day, maybe change your profile picture on your social media platforms, describe what this is about, get it out there, get people, maybe in a group, pose with the picture. We did it last year in Florida. We had our big global event, and as a group, we took this picture. That is one of the best ways to kind of get people to ask questions about it and what it is. See, because the campaign is designed to kind of stand out in social media. It is the official color, that bright orange with eye-catching imaging and all that. It gets people's attention. And for me, like I said, orange being my favorite color, it's a huge easy for me. All day I wear my orange World FSHD shirt and people ask. And I let them know that this is what this day is about. It gives you that opportunity to open up the question of what it is. Now, if you go on this World FSHD site, there's also a purchase your own World FSHD t-shirt. I'm wearing one you can buy also, and the orange one is on there as well. So that's awesome to buy that attire. On the FSHD day, the 20th, we're going to have multiple interviews with guests from around the world that we're currently working on and collaborating, putting that all together now. Super excited about it. Get to meet all these great people and talk with them all. Some I've talked to in the past, some are brand new guests to this show. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. And they'll be posted throughout on the FSHD Society Facebook page, our YouTube, other platforms. So more to come on details on how to find that, but it is coming for sure. There's also a toolkit. If you want to do things in your own community, your own chapter, maybe at work, and kind of create some type of campaigns around that day. If you kind of look at your calendar, right, June 20th is actually on a Tuesday. So you can do like cookout at work, money donated to that goes to FSHD. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways you can do it. So you can start promoting that now and kind of build it up and do something local, something that would help our global push for acknowledgement of what FSHD is. Get the word out. Posting events. So, and it kind of tells you that if you host local events, how to do that. Toolkit. I mean, FSHD Society staff is all over this and helping you make it really, really easy. You can make it official. Some people get in their community, like here in my Milwaukee area, largest city I probably live near, you know, we have a home bridge. I could, should, work hard and trying to go to those local people in government and get that changed to orange on that day. You can do the same thing. I think they're doing that down in the Georgia area, I think. Jack Gerblek is usually, I think they highlight one of the bridges, I believe, or buildings in orange with orange lights, and there's a reason for it. Then sometimes I get some buzz on local media. That's another avenue. It's a huge impact. Now, I know there's going to be this Facebook challenge going on. I'm not sure the details yet. As I record this, I wasn't privy to the details. And because we're a little glitch, Lee's not able to tell us now, but I can guarantee more will be to come on that. So I would stay tuned through FSHDSociety.org to learn more about what that is. So that's all about what's happening in June for World FSHD Day. Some of the things we're going to talk about though, on that day, is going to be the Project Mercury. Now, if you go out there right now and you start looking on FSHE Society, or what I did earlier, because, you know, I'm doing everything I can to stay in the loop, but I want to kind of jump in there. And if you go Project Mercury FSHD, fshesociety.org/project-mercury, that gives you the link and a great, quick, one-minute video on what the basis of it is. It's really about getting timely access to effective FSHD medications, to our patients, to everyone, because there's going to be massive hurdles. And in that video, it talks to you about what that is. And on World FSHD Day, we're going to have guests on there also talking about that project, especially from Canada and other areas throughout the globe that are helping make this happen a little easier for us. So imagine this. The treatment comes, a cure even, but it's not cost effective. Payers won't pay. So you have a treatment, but you can't get it. It's too expensive. We have to eliminate those kinds of hurdles. Access to the drugs. We need to eliminate some of those hurdles. That's what Project Mercury is in a nutshell about. More details on it, right? Project Mercury goals. So by 2025, Project Mercury aims to build like a global cohort of 10,000 clinical trial ready, well-characterized, you know, patients, expand and optimize the worldwide clinical trial infrastructure, kind of build that, remove those barriers, stop making any delays happen or be created to get those treatments to patients and get approved. That is the role of it. FSHD Society has a role because we're working in conjunction with FSHD Canada Foundation, and the founding members are the founding members of the Project Mercury. And that's why it is so important, because it's happening not just in the US, but around the world, and why we want to recognize it as in collaboration with World FSHD Day, showing that this is a world issue, world problem. When you go into more detail of Project Mercury on the fshdsociety.org website, patients and families impacted by FSHD, they talk about the FSHD World Alliance is noted in here. As I mentioned, FSHD Canada Foundation, Fulcrum Therapies, Avidity, these are all in working together. So much information is available there. In fact, even Neil Camardo, we're going to talk to during that World FSHD event. And you know, his segment's going to be a little bit about Project Mercury and what that's about and what Canada is doing. So a lot of things happening just in those two realms of the month of June. So much that, I mean, I'm literally, I don't know if you can sense this, I'm out of breath talking about how much is going on coming up in the month of June. And I thought last year's month of June was crazy busy as we all collaborated and came together, you know, in Florida for that big event we had last year. The 30th Annual International Research Congress on FSHD is happening the 15th, 16th, and like around Father's Day weekend. We're going to try to touch base with people coming out of that conference on that Sunday, the 18th, maybe people from the FSHD Society. So that's coming. So many other things, of course, you still have in addition to more episodes of the FSHD Society radio show will be out there. A lot of chapter meetings from Ontario, looks like to North Texas, the Wellness Hour, a Tampa Bay chapter gathering is happening. As I mentioned, on World FSHD Day, there's going to be an early onset patient meeting. There's going to be a British Columbia chapter World FSHD celebration. So there is a lot coming through the month of June, special type things, as well as those great group events, chapter meetings that you're used to having each month. So in a nutshell, June's busy. And those main things, World FSHD Day, the Facebook push, that's more to come details. Keep in tune with social media and FSHD Society on that. And of course, Project Mercury. I'll find it there on fshdsociety.org. So thanks for the quick hot off the press episode. Take care. We'll see you next time here on the FSHD Society Radio Show. Take care.